The street that we see here is Qawam al-Saltana Street. I was a high school student here. At that time, the street was named Qawam al-Saltana, but I don't know what the name of the street was before that period. Now, the street is named Mirza Kuchak Khan. It is a very interesting street. Just opposite our church, there is the place of worship of distinguished Zoroastrians and their famous Firuz Bahram High School. A little bit further is located the Evangelic Churches Center. In an area spanning nearly 1 kilometer of land, you can witness the presence of three, or rather four, great religions, taking into consideration a recently built mosque in the area. If I am asked about the relationship between the people here, I would immediately say that the relationship among the people here is very amicable and brotherly. In all issues and topics that are related to Iran and to the Iranian people.
You see, the feeling that we have in Iran is not the feeling of being an alien. It is not the feeling of a tourist either. We are insiders. Even in Armenia, I would miss my own country. As for practicing our own religious rites and customs, or as for the Armenian registry issues, I personally have no bad memories. During the time of war, I was in one of the most critical places. I served in Dar Khovein for over 14 months. In the worst circumstances conceivable in the war, I was there, as at that time the duration of the military service was 14 months, but we served 4 months more due to the emergency of the situation. I had a lot of friends from all religions, and we lived together in one trench. We were afraid at times, and we would draw up schemes. We prayed to God, because every moment for us was a moment of life or death.
When I say unbreakable, I mean that state affairs were at stake. If public, national, or essential interests of the country came under attack, everyone got united.
It makes no difference. Even today, if I feel that my country is at danger, I would defend it. Of course, we artists have our own weapon, poetry, music, and the choir. Anyway, as an Iranian, I shoulder my own share of responsibility and would do the best I can for my country, side by side with followers of other religions. We need each other, and without a mutual help, everything would be more difficult for us.
There have been efforts for each other and tendency toward each other since the very outset. The feeling of being a stranger or the feeling of otherness has never been experienced here. It is perhaps due to the sky over our heads here.
I never felt that the person sitting next to me is someone from a different religion. Whenever he asked for help, I'd rush to help.
The historical background of this coexistence has fortunately always been peaceful. The love of the followers of different religions towards each other has day by day increased, so much that they noticed that the Iranians first, and then they consider themselves Christians, Jews, or Zoroastrians, and etc. This reveals the love of the followers of different religions for each other in our country.
The good reputation that Armenians have among Muslim brothers, even in churches from where they have migrated, and there is no minority at all. It is the Muslim brothers who support us, maintain the building, and in time of natural disasters such as flooding and etc., it is our Muslim brothers who report the issues to the authorities, and they come and repair the damages.
Sometimes we think to be behind closed doors, and we make every effort, but in fact there isn't any door closed. It suffices that you go through it. It suffices that you collect your energy and trust in yourself, and at this moment you come to notice that the door has disappeared and you can go right through it. But some people try to avoid the door. They break the door. One can knock on the door, even though I personally believe that there is no door at all.
Among the wonderful rites and rituals of the Iranian people is the New Year ceremonies held by the Armenians. Their special feasts give color and beauty to the streets of Tehran and other Iranian cities.
We celebrate Christmas. This is a day that the children are very happy. Father Christmas comes and we put pine trees. We serve special dinners. As members of minority groups, there are no limitations for us to realize our rights and interests. In our own schools, we hold special feasts. In the sports club and social groups, we hold our special parties and the like. We are really happy here.
In our cherished country, Iran, we have also deputies in the parliament. We have a right to practice our own rituals. We are even allowed to have our voice heard in the parliament.
My experiences on the Islamic Consultative Assembly are sweet, and I find it very interesting when I think about it deeply. When I entered the parliament for the first time in my life in 1984 as the deputy of the Armenians of the North, and you know that the approval of the credentials is a task done by the members of parliament. I mean that the second stage after being elected is the confirmation of the Distinguished Council of Guardians. And after that, the credentials of the persons elected by the people should be confirmed by the parliament. They discussed my case very soon, and those other deputies of minority groups, and confirmed them with no delay. I want to say frankly that bad ideas have never come to my mind. From churches in Mashhad, this church, and all the other churches around the country, from Bushehr to Hamedan, in Tabriz, Mashhad, Anzali, and other churches elsewhere, we've been supported by the government and the local people, Muslims and Armenians alike, and there's no difference in that respect at all.
I personally think that a good neighbor is even closer than a close relative. I consider other religions as my neighbors.
To tell you the truth, most of us never felt that we are strangers here. There have always been deep friendships among the people in the area, including Muslim brothers who have lived or did business here for a while.
The main support the Armenians enjoy nowadays is the support and the kindness that is shown to them constantly by their Muslim brothers in the society.
All religions are at stake here. Evidently, everyone is to be revered. We love everyone here and we respect the values of each other.
One cannot ignore these things in their life. One cannot set aside these values. They are inseparable parts of our life. It is difficult, if not impossible, to find a place with the same characteristics of the Aziz Khan or Hasanabad neighborhood.
Having all these issues in mind, one may think that if this street didn't exist, many things would be different from their actual status. The wartime was fraught with sweet memories for us. It was at that time that I managed to forge my personality. It was in that era that I came to know myself and finally to trust in myself.